This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Very good day to the beautiful people of God who listen today to my assignment, my destiny. Today, I would like to talk to you about the principle of expensing. The principle of expensing. We are living in the most exciting times, in the most opportune moments that any other generation has ever walked in. We are expectant because heaven is expectant. We are hopeful because heaven is hopeful. We are not afraid and we do not draw back because God has people prepared all over the nation of the earth that are ready to be unveiled at this time. They know that they have been born for this moment in history. They are being prepared to be God's outrageous, radical ones that do not bend or bow under pressure. They are weapons of war that have been forged in the fire. These fellow brothers have been purged in the furnace of affliction and have walked through great tribulation. And so, brothers and sisters, today, as we proceed with this, I want you to understand that this is the most exciting time in our life. So we willingly take off the garments of yesterday, like the Lord allowed Joseph to lose his coat in order to move to the next. We are the Josephs of our day, but no one will have to strip off yesterday's garment because we will willingly lay it down. We will strip off yesterday's clothes so that we can be clothed with the new garments from on high, that we will be fit for the season of where we are going. We are ready to be shifted into be changed. We are ready for God to correct some things in us and through us. When things are off, we tell ourselves that we lay there and I'm going to pull some things back into order. There is going to be some cracking and pulling, but God is bringing us back into order. God needs His church in order. One of the renderings of the word of glory is the root word order. We can never truly experience the glory of God without the order of God. When we talk about custodians over dimensions, according to Ezekiel, it was caught up. Ezekiel was caught up in the spirit in Ezekiel chapter 1. He sees the four living creatures. He sees the wheel within a wheel. He sees the fire in the middle of the wheel. God began to make Ezekiel a custodian of a dimension. Now for us to see it is one thing, but for us to own it is another thing. To possess a dimension or to possess the gate to dimension, you have to understand that there's somebody that is controlling the gate, and we have got to dispossess spirit that is possessing the gate. We got to displace a kingdom that is occupying the gate and that requiring apostolic warfare. The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty. When you study the word mighty, it's not just mighty in power, but the word mighty means it is strategic. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are strategic. Through God, in the pulling down of the strong ones, we have got to be strategic in this season. We have got to sing what we want to see. We got to pray for what we want to happen. The Bible says that you will decree a thing and it will be established. That means we got to move away from just gathering to governing. That means when we gathered with an intention. We gathered to occupy dimensions because a gate that is open but that is not governed. It's an open gate for another spirit to come in. So when we come into the realm of the spirit and we sing God, we open the gates. When we sing, let the King of Glory come in. We cannot just invite him to the gate. We have to give him the key to the gate. So when the meeting is over and people experience spiritual backlash, we realize that it becomes what God intended for us to do, because we open a gate that we are refusing to govern. So we open a gate to welcome heaven principalities, which is Jesus. And you realize that when Jesus comes in, he comes in as principality. He comes in because of the open gates, so the King of Glory can enter. Who is the King of Glory? It was given a fact that when the gates were opened, that God was going to come in. When they would ask, who is the King of Glory? When you open the gate, you have to know what you are opening it for. You also have to know who you are opening it for. So that they said, the King of Glory. And the Bible said, the Lord God, strong in mighty and in battle. We want everybody to tell us God's going to bless us. But God isn't going to bless a mess. God isn't going to give you keys to no kingdom until you get yourself together. Expansion is coming. And we are going to ruin what Jesus paid for, because we don't know how to carry what's coming. We don't know who we are and we don't know where we're going. We're jumping from ministry to ministry, looking for someone to incubate our dysfunction. We look for preachers, we will preach in our dysfunction. The move of God needs to be governed by an apostolic governance. There must be mothers and fathers that God raised up to be able to govern the move. If we think that you are all that by yourself, you are mistaken. God set an order, and that order is apostles, pastors, prophets, teachers, and evangelists. And that is what God is saying to us in Isaiah 54, verse 1. Sing, O barren, that means the tables are going to turn. What was barren in the previous season is not going to be barren anymore. God is about to fill our wombs again. God is about to give us fresh vision for the new day. God is about to cause things that were fruitless in our lives to become fruitless once again. So, O barren, sing that. Break forth. Break aloud into joyful sound, because expansion comes with a sound. Expansion comes with a new sound. God is raising up ministers to begin ministries to sound the sound of expansion. God is raising up a people that will begin to put what he desires to do in the frequency and begin to articulate it and begin to sound it. Expansion is coming to the sons of God. We were once barren, but now we are about to sing. Oh, come forth, oh barren, come forth life out of that barren situation. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. We are ready for a new dimension. Expansion are coming. God bless you. have a fruitful week. Amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.